Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Hey, I'm Jefferson White, and I play Jimmy Herdstrom on the Paramount Network original series Yellowstone. And I'm the host of the last season of the official Yellowstone podcast. I am so happy to say that the wait is finally over. Yellowstone is back. In celebration of the season 5 premiere, I'm excited to share with you a recent CBS Sunday Morning interview with Kevin Costner and Taylor Sheridan, the creator of Yellowstone, its prequel 1883, and the prequel's upcoming sequel 1923.
Time-wise, westerns were a staple of television. Lee Cowan is here to tell us there's a new sheriff in town, along with a very different tale from out of the West.
Not far from Montana's Bitterroot River, a postcard for the American West, Kevin Costner was stoking a fire.
I mean, this is how you do it. You get it close and you make everything a little convenient.
For the last 5 years, this valley has been his campsite. The backdrop for a modern-day Western that's taken off like a band of wild Mustangs. Yellowstone, a Paramount production, our parent company, by the way, was the most watched scripted series in all of television last year.
Carl, we're not supposed to talk about work at the dinner table.
In the morning, it's the breakfast table, Beth. We can talk business at the breakfast table.
It's a show as sweeping as the family it depicts. John Dutton, a Montana rancher played by Costner, is a man with one boot in the past and one reluctantly in the present.
This is America. We don't share land here.
Land. That's what John Dutton sees as his legacy. The only thing more important is loyalty.
If you betray me again, you're dead to me, son. You understand?
Think Bonanza meets the Godfather.
Say it. I'll make a lawsuit much simpler. Say stop building or else.
I'm skipping straight to where else with you, you. And from now on, or else is all you get.
We're a little violent. We're like a little bit Murder Incorporated, our family, a little bit.
A little bit. Yellowstone is a reminder that our notion of the American West is hardly as romantic as we sometimes like to believe.
The ranchers that came here, they didn't own this land, and they basically banded together and pushed out the native population.
The cattle wandered onto Rez land, John.
Yeah, well, cattle don't know the difference between your land and ours.
Neither did we till the government showed us.
It's still beautiful, but it's very easy to forget the drama, the things that we'll never recover from.
He looks warmed up.
You have to know that world to write it with any real sense of authority. And few can do that.
How you doing?
Like Yellowstone's co-creator and writer, Taylor Sheridan.
I just make movies to support my horse habit. That's all I do.
If he looks and sounds the part of a horseman, well, that's because he is one.
Whoa.
He'll talk riding and roping all day long. But much beyond that, he reins it in.
My least favorite subject is myself.
Yeah.
I say about everything I want to say when I write a story.
There's an economy to his language, a directness that he carries to the set, too.
I don't run much of a democracy.
Is that right?
The words are the words.
He wasn't kidding.
I don't tell people how to act. I don't need anyone to tell me how to write.
And as writers go, he's been called one of the most important Western storytellers in decades. He created 1883, the pioneer prequel to Yellowstone, starring Faith Hill and Tim McGraw.
What is that?
Tornado!
It was so popular that there's now a sequel to that prequel, starring Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren.
It's ludicrous that I'm working with these people. It's fantastically insane.
What you won't find in any of his works are cowboy cliches. It's easy to make a bad Western, says Costner. Making a good one, though, is Sheridan's gift.
Western specifically, they can look really dumb. They can look obvious. They're hard to make, and that's the problem. It's like it's hard to make a Western that you can relate to.
Sheridan relates to it so well because he lives it. He owns not one, but two ranches in Texas, and actually provides most of the horses for his productions himself.
All the horses, for the most part, in our business are terrible. They're not very broke, they're not very safe, which is one of the reasons you don't see actors on them very often. And I didn't want to do that, so I bought all the horses for the show, and then taught the actors how to ride them.
He couldn't find an actor good enough on a horse to play a horse trader on Yellowstone, so Sheridan played the part himself.
Travis, let me run and stop just once.
You bet, for $300,000.
Come on, just once.
He fell into Hollywood, first as a model.
All right, I don't need to know your name, honey.
He later began to audition, and over the years got parts in shows like Veronica Mars and Sons of Anarchy.
Fortunately for you, I'm a cop actually bound by the law.
But after more than two decades of trying, he never became a leading man.
What kept you going in the acting world?
I think stubbornness, a refusal to fail. An interesting thing about Hollywood is if you let it, if you listen, it will tell you exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
How so?
I have never seen anyone bang their head against the wall for 20 years and then make it. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it take 8 years, I've seen it take 10 years, but I've never seen it take 20.
And is that where you would come to?
I had come to where the best I was ever going to be was, 10th on the call sheet.
But one day a friend brought him a project, not to audition for, but to write.
I said, look, I have no idea how to do this, but I have a 15-year education on how not to do it.
Just give him a call.
First thing that I wrote was Mayor of Kingstown. And I sat down and I wrote the first episode in about 10 hours.
Really? In one night?
And when I was done, I said, man, I wished I had done this 15 years ago.
From then on, he began writing at a furious pace. Out came scripts for films like Sicario, Wind River, and his Oscar-nominated screenplay, Hell or High Water.
Gotta wait for these boys to make a mistake. So far they ain't, but they will, and they're gonna make it here.
Not bad for only the second screenplay he ever wrote. But when it came to his idea for the series Yellowstone, almost everyone in Hollywood passed. Nobody's doing TV westerns, they said.
Look, any time that Hollywood says a genre is dead is because they made a bunch of bad movies about it.
People think of westerns as, good guys and bad guys, and it's really such a different show. It
makes it much more complex.
Much more, and much more appealing.
Chris McCarthy, Paramount Network president and CEO of MTV Entertainment, essentially bet the ranch that Yellowstone would resonate.
What are you doing here?
I've been in television nearly 20 years, and there's very few times where my 18-year-old niece and my 80-year-old aunt asked me about the same show. And, this was one of those moments. And when you see the entire world, you get it. He not only creates his own world in the TV series, he creates that world for himself. And, he's unique that way.
He writes what he knows.
Absolutely. And he writes it incredibly well.
Sheridan now has no fewer than 10 Paramount series, either on the air or in the works. Busy doesn't even describe his life. And that's just the Hollywood side. He just became part owner of the historic Four Sixes Ranch, consisting of more than 250,000 acres near Lubbock, which financially means he'd better keep on writing hits to pay it all off.
I was about ready to retire. I had saved. I had done really good.
Yeah.
We were
good.
My goal was retire at 50.
Not that he was going to go play golf or something.
You don't strike me as a golf guy.
I don't know how to. I see that much grass. I want to put cows on it.
How's he priced?
Through the roof.
It was John Wayne who once said that nothing is so discouraging to an actor than to have to work for long hours upon hours in brightly lighted interior sets. Kevin Costner feels pretty much the same way. The outdoor world of the West that Taylor Sheridan has created is a place that no one really wants to leave.
What's it like at the end of the day shooting, though? Do you guys all come down here and hang out and have beers?
I do. I come down here, and sometimes I just don't go.
Yeah?
Home.
You just stay here just because it's...
I just stay right here. I mean, if those mountains don't feel the need to move, why should I?
If you want more Yellowstone, you can catch up with the podcast every Sunday. This isn't just your typical recap podcast. Every week, you're going to get exclusive access to cast and crew members who will take you behind the scenes of season 5 in a way that no other podcast can. Saddle up for all new episodes of the official Yellowstone podcast, available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.